Hello everyone and welcome to the second episode of the AFL Fantasy Footy Fever podcast. I'm your host Max Matthews and I'll be assisting you with all your fantasy needs this season. In store for today's episode we have my changes in my classic team, specific player reviews, rookies that went nuts in practice matches and the ruck situations for AFL Fantasy Classic. So I'll run through my classic team like I did last week and then just tell you the changes that I've made after the preseason games that occurred last week. So I've got Harry Sheezel, Naish, Wangane Millera, Hayden Young, Jordan Clark, Elliot Yeo, Nick Caulfield as my D6, and Ari Schoenmaker and Charlie Dean on my bench. So Cicely Stewart have gone out of my team for Wangane Millera and Jordan Clark. And defender options were Toby Pink and Dan Kern for me, but now they've been replaced by Ari Schoenmaker and Charlie Dean. In my midfield, I've got Marcus Bontempelli, Connor Rosie, Jai Newcomb, Nick Martin, Matt Crouch, Riley Bonner, Colby McKercher, Riley Sanders. So Roy Led, Zach Buzz, LDU and Sharp have gone out for Bontempelli, Connor Rosie, Nick Martin and Riley Bonner. Harley Reid has moved to my mid-bench and Jai Clark is still sitting there. So I've got Grundy being cut for Rowan Marshall, leaving me with Marshall and Tristan Jerry and Harry Barnett's on the bench. Sam Flanders has been cut for me and Zach Fisher is now my F1. So I've got Zach Fisher, Nat Fyfe, James Jordan, Cam McKenzie, Alex Sexton, Charlie Lazaro as my forward line. And I've got Darcy Wilson and Caleb Windsor on my bench. And then in my utility spot, I've got Sean Manor still. So if there are any questions about certain players that are in my classic team, feel free to ask me on Instagram or you can email me. It's all on my Instagram account. But I just want to talk about Riley Bonner quickly. So Riley Bonner has impressed with 230 disposal games in the practice matches so far. And at 463K, I think he's definitely a decent pickup if Sinclair misses round one. If Sinclair is back, I'm not sure what Riley Bonner is going to be doing in that team. But right now he's got Sinclair's role since Sinclair's been injured. He's only priced at 54, so definitely someone that you can look at. But yeah, my concern is just as soon as Sinclair comes back with Wangane Millera as well in that defensive line, is Bonner actually going to keep his spot in that team? He has got to 100-plus games this preseason, which has been really good. He's definitely an attacking halfback that a lot of fantasy coaches have been liking so far this season. Definitely draft relevant. He was sitting on my draft free agency and was picked up as soon as he started scoring well on the weekend. Now, there have been some specific player reviews requested, so I'll just go through them. So Zach Butters was requested. So he twisted his ankle running in the match on Friday. He spoke to Jason Dunstall on Fox Footy and said that he would be all good to go for the first round, and apparently it happens a little bit. He gets sore or does something stupid and gets injured, but not sure if you want to start him after this ankle tweak, but he is only 898K, but obviously I've cut him from my team and put Rosie in instead. I didn't get to watch the North match yesterday, but from the stats that I saw, LDU must have not been taking the practice match seriously. Maybe he wanted to get through the match and just make sure his body was all right for the start of the season, but he only managed 14 disposals, 3 tackles, and it's nowhere close to what we have seen him produce in the past. So I just hope that that doesn't continue in round one for all of the owners that still have him, and I've cut him as well from my team. Who to pick up? for the same price as those two players if you want to replace them. So first of all, Jai Newcomb is probably the front runner if you want to replace either of those two. He had 37 disposals and 9 marks, which got him 127 points. Normally he would tackle a bit more, but today, on the weekend, he actually did it with marks. I have him in my team, and he hasn't left it all preseason. I personally would have him in my team. He sat at 6% ownership but before yesterday's match, but now it's already increased to 10% ownership, so a lot of people are jumping on him after an impressive match against the Western Bulldogs midfield. Another person you can consider is Nick Munn. He was obviously quite impressive playing off halfback, had a 120, already in 20% of teams after that match, and he'll definitely gain DPP status as a defender and a midfielder after round 6. So definitely someone to consider. A lot of people have him, and if you do miss him at the start of the season, I think it might be a little bit hard to catch up. And he's only priced mid 700k, someone you can definitely look at. Matt Crouch is another one that you can go down to in cash. That saves you about 100k, 150k from Zach Butters. So a lot of people have hopped on him just as an undervalued premium, purely because he's going to get minutes this year. A lot of people did run through the Crows midfield on the weekend, but not all of them will get selected for round 1, obviously. So, another person to consider if you want to cut LDU or Zach Butters. Other options could be Jack Steele and Carl Amon. Jack Steele did look all right. He had 9 tackles yesterday, so he's back tackling, which is good. Just a little bit low on disposals for 21 disposals. Carl Amon had a 92, playing off half back. And he looks pretty good. He'll gain DPP status after round 6, hopefully, if you do have him in your team. Another person that was requested was Liam Baker, who someone on Instagram was looking to trade for draft. Yes, he is a forward and a defender option in draft, but in Classic, I hope not many people are considering him. He averaged 70 points last year, and he might be able to average a little bit higher, but I don't see his role changing that much. He's Richmond's Mr. Fix-It when things are going the wrong way, and seems to be put wherever they need him. So just for that, with a unlikely set role this year, I feel like just stay away from him for now. So Ari Schoenmaker was the final player requested on my Instagram post yesterday, and he looked really good. He looks like a really good bench player in Classic, had 16 disposals with 11 marks yesterday, so 83 points for basement price rookie is definitely something to consider. Hopefully he does get a game round 1, because he is a nice bench cover option. With Riley Bonner, Jack Sinclair, and other guys performing down there, it might be a little bit hard for him to crack into that team. So he might be named on the bench or could possibly be a sub. So just wait and see on what Sinclair and Wanganeen Miller end up doing, because that might affect his selection. Someone asked for replacements for Zach Williams if he isn't fit for round 1. So Zach Williams did play in the VFL side on the weekend, and apparently he got through it all right. There was no concerns, but the problem is that he didn't get much game time. Apparently he did play a full match, but his time on ground was pretty low. So if he doesn't end up getting into that first Carlton team for round 1, some people you can consider if you haven't got them already. So Nick Caulfield, likely to be in the first team for the Western Bulldogs, and should score probably 65-plus most weeks. And as a D6, that's definitely someone that you can look at. Massimo D'Ambrosio, he did play a little bit of wing on the weekend for Hawthorn, and also floated down half back. So whether he does play wing, it's going to affect his scoring if he also was going to go and play half back, purely because half backs normally get more of the ball than wingers do. And also with Amon going back now, we can see his scoring be affected a little bit more. Kitty Coleman is another person you can consider, but he's a bit more expensive. You'll need 180k up from Zach Williams to be able to get him. So he's a bit more expensive, but probably worth it if you look at it. I know that he'll probably sit at D5 for most teams if you have him already. He has got the early buy, which is something to consider. Right now, he's not in my team just because of that early buy. If he didn't have it, he would be in most teams, I would assume. Heath Chapman, when he is fit, he can definitely be a replacement for Zach Williams. He can be coming off the half back line for Frio with Jordan Clark. But he is injury prone, so we might need to continue to watch what he does leading up to round one, or maybe a little bit longer, depending on how severe his injury is. But once he's back fit, definitely someone to look at. Can be a downgrade target, possibly, but just need to pass the eye test before we decide to pick him up or do anything. So ruck combinations was the last thing requested on Instagram on the weekend. So I had Gawn and Grundy over the holidays, and then it went from those two to Grundy and Jerry purely just because of cash generation. But I've decided to go against Brody Grundy at this point in time and gone all the way up to Rowan Marshall. So that is 500k difference. But I think that it's going to be beneficial for me, since only 7% of teams actually have Rowan Marshall to start the year off. We'll all need Tim English and Rowan Marshall at some point this year, but it is also important to generate cash early as well. So I understand if going with Grundy and Sherry will get you probably the max cash generation that you can. But if you want points, if you want to go high in rankings, I would start with either one of English or Marshall now. Also, you can go to Max Gawn, but Max Gawn has an early buy that you will need to look at. So I've decided to go with Marshall since he's got Geelong and Collingwood. So he's going to have Mason Cox and Darcy Cameron for Collingwood, and he'll have probably Reece Stanley for Geelong. So he's already scored over 100 against both of those teams last year. So his first 2 weeks are going to be easy matchups. Rowan Marshall also doesn't have an early bye. So I would consider English or Marshall. Both don't have an early bye, and both are going to face pretty easy opponents to start off the year. I know Xari only got 68 points yesterday in the match, but he should be all right for cash generation. He has got a break-even of 64, and he was rocking with Callum Coleman-Jones, which is going to be concerning if that happens at the start of the year. If that's the case, I would go with Brody Grundy. So that's what I think of the ruck situation. And the last thing that I'm going to do today is just put out a couple of predictions for the major award winners this year. So Rising Star, I've gone with Riley Sanders. He looks like an already made AFL midfielder. He got 30 disposals on the weekend, and it's kind of biased because he's also going to be a really good fantasy cash cow this year. For Brownlow, I've gone with Marcus Bontempelli yet again. I would have said the same thing at the start of last season. Unfortunately, he got pipped at the post by Lachie Neal in the Brownlow count in the last round. So Bont's come second 2 years in a row. So hopefully this is the year for Marcus Bontempelli. I think he deserves a Brownlow. And he's definitely going to be someone definitely fantasy relevant as the highest averaging midfielder last year. And the Coleman medal, I think you can't really go past Charlie Curnow for a third straight year. So I think he's going to probably kick the most amount of goals for all the Carlton players. Harry McKay also in that team. But that's probably going to be the podcast for today. It's gone pretty quick. That's mainly due to a little bit less of suggestions from Instagram, but that's all right. I've got through everything that I've needed to. And if you do have any questions, make sure to follow me on Instagram at AFL Fantasy Footy Fever Podcast, or you can email me at fantasyfootyfeverpodcast@gmail.com. So thanks everyone for listening. I'll be back with another podcast next week after round zero. So hopefully we'll see a little bit more of an insight onto what players' roles look like. And there's going to be some breaking news that will definitely happen sometime soon. So I'll be onto that on my Instagram page. So just keep an eye out for all of the content coming out. I'll have player reviews and team reviews if something does happen. So thanks for listening to episode 2 of the podcast. And I hope you guys have a good week. Thank you.